stay tuned and listen to Ro and Anna. They're going to be doing their thing as well. But right now it is straight up 5 o'clock, and this is the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and now Chicago White Sox baseball. 720 WGN Chicago. The news is sponsored by the hipandkneecenter.com. It is 5 a.m. and here's Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Dane. Fog and 36 degrees at O'Hare. The healing process has begun in Broward County, Florida, where at least 17 were killed in another mass school shooting. WGN's Ryan Burrow is in Parkland. He says grievance counselors will meet with students today, staff, and community members.
Florida Attorney General Pamela Bondi has announced the state will pay the cost for the funerals of all of the dead from the Valentine's Day school shooting, as well as other expenses.
We will pay for counseling for the surviving victims. We will pay for students who need counseling.
And Florida Governor Rick Scott has ordered flags across the state lowered to half staff through Monday. Governor Rauner has ordered the lowering of U.S. flags across Illinois to half staff beginning this morning at sunrise and ending Saturday at sunset. The lowering is in honor of fallen Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer. People gathered last night for a candlelight vigil outside the near North District Chicago Police Station where Bauer worked. They left a makeshift memorial with flowers and handwritten messages. Several people stayed after the vigil and spoke with some of Bauer's fellow officers, expressing their respect for the job they do. Bauer was killed in the line of duty on Tuesday. Funeral arrangements are set for Bauer. Visitation is Friday afternoon at Nativity of Our Lord Church in Bridgeport. The funeral's Saturday morning at Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. Again, Bauer shot in Chicago's Loop near the Thompson Center Tuesday. The four-time felon accused of killing Bauer is due in bond court later today. Prosecutors have charged Shamari Leggett with first-degree murder. And high school students across Illinois could soon be taking college admission exams starting as early as the ninth grade, and it'll cost taxpayers. Currently, they take the exams as juniors. It is for a free, that exam, but now the State Board of Education wants preliminary tests to be given in the 9th, 10th, and 11th grades. The expanded exams would cost taxpayers around $75 million. Let's get an update now from WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Ennett.
Thank you, Vic. Good morning. The Bulls ran into a hot team last night at the United Center to send them off to the All-Star break. The Toronto Raptors won their seventh in a row, finished a season sweep of the Bulls for the first time in 16 years, 122-98. The Bulls did get Chris Dunn back after he missed 11 games with a concussion. He scored 8. Bobby Portis, 18 for the Bulls, who head into the break having lost 9 of 11. The Blackhawks have lost 7 straight. Tonight they're back home. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report. Hawks host the Anaheim Ducks at the United Center tonight. We'll have the pregame at 7, faceoff at 7:30 here on 720 WGN. Cubs and White Sox pitchers and catchers are on hand in Arizona. Spring training officially underway. We'll check in later with WGN's Kevin Powell there. Our Athletico Physical Therapy Quest for the Gold update. American Michaela Schifrin wins gold in her Olympics debut, winning the women's giant slalom. College basketball, misery continued for Illinois, a 78-68 loss at Indiana. Loyola won again, the Ramblers 80-71 over Valparaiso. They won 11 of their last 12 games. Back in the Big Ten, Michigan over Iowa, 74-59. DePaul lost to St. John's, 77-76. In the Valley, Bradley over Illinois State, SIU over Missouri State. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and now White Sox baseball, Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking. One that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
When you're ready to trade up from ordinary to extraordinary, visit the Midwest's premier entertainment destination. Four Winds Casinos. Exceptional food, shows, shopping, and fun at Four Winds Casinos. With locations in New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac. And now open Four Winds South Bend. Visit fourwindscasinos.com and trade up. Four Winds Casinos.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
If the constant pain in your hip or your knee keeps you from doing all the things that you want to do, man, it's time for you to feel better. And you can. Visit the Hip and Knee Center, where they've performed thousands of successful outpatient, minimally invasive joint replacements. They can make you feel new again. Now, what sets them apart is experience. Advanced techniques in hip and knee replacement are performed by experts who focus, refine, and perfect the patient experience. There's no general anesthesia, no catheters, no blood transfusions, and no restrictions, and recovery is measured in days to weeks, not months. Renowned joint replacement surgeon Dr. Sean W. Palmer, founder of the Hip and Knee Center, is a national instructor for surgeon training and among the most experienced anterior approach hip replacement surgeons in the entire nation. Patients arrive from across the country, even the world, for his expertise, results, and commitment to service. If you want to feel new again, you got to make the call. 1-866-FEEL-NEW. 1-866-FEEL-NEW, or online, the Hip and Knee Center.com.
Your money on WGN. Asian markets finished with sharp gains overnight. European equities are trading well into positive territory this morning. Oil futures are higher at nearly $61 a barrel. Major index futures in the U.S. looked an opening higher this morning on Wall Street. WGN traffic and Mary Vanneveld.
And not too bad on the roadways. Some light mist coming down, however. Just be aware of that as you drive in. On the southbound I-65 near State Road 2, watch for an accident in the right lane. Otherwise, tollways are looking good. No delays on Lakeshore Drive or the expressways. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanveld, WGN Traffic Central.
And the WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
A gray, gloomy day shaping up for us. Got a dense fog advisory in effect for the entire area until 10 o'clock this morning. Foggy, cloudy, but mild. We'll make it up to about 44. On and off light rain and drizzle. Most of that rain developing towards midday. Light rain early tonight, then a chance of light snow after midnight. It shouldn't amount to much, though, down to around 25 for the low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, 30 for the high, but falling a bit during the afternoon. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Could see a little light snow later in the afternoon to the evening, 36. Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, 39. And then 50s. A warm start to next week on Monday. Rain likely with a high 54. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
Fog at both airports this morning. It's 39 degrees at O'Hare. It's 41 downtown. I'm Vic Vaughn, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on the new home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
South African President Jacob Zuma quit Wednesday, heeding orders by the ruling African National Congress and bringing an end to his 9 scandal-plagued years in power. In a 30-minute farewell address to the nation, 75-year-old Zuma said he disagreed with the way the ANC had shoved him toward an early exit after the election of Cyril Ramaphosa as party president in December, but that he would accept its orders.
At least 17 people are dead in Parkland, Florida on Wednesday after a former student opened fire at a high school he had previously been expelled from. The attack took place shortly before dismissal at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, about 45 miles north of Miami.
Netflix has snatched one of the most prolific producers working in television today, Ryan Murphy, the creator of shows like Glee, Nip Tuck, and American Horror Story, will move from 20th Century Fox TV to Netflix under a mammoth deal valued as high as $300 million. Under the 5-year deal, which starts July 1st, Murphy will produce a new series and film exclusively for the online giant. A score for Netflix, but a blow to Disney.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Thursday. It's February 15th, 2018, 5:09 in the morning. Glad you're here with us for our Thursday edition of the Opening Bell. Today on the broadcast, it's Thought Leader Thursday. A little bit, a couple of minutes away, we're going to bring in Greg Warsek from Associated Bank. He's our thought leader today. A little bit later in the program, we're going to be talking to the founder and CEO of Change Ed. Remember, if you watched Shark Tank, they were on recently. And we'll talk about that with them and their mobile app that rounds up spare change from your everyday purchases to help you with things like your student loans. Change Ed later in the broadcast. First, though, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, Dow futures are pointing toward a strong open on Wall Street of 263 points this morning. NASDAQ and S&P futures are higher, too, almost by 0.75%. The NASDAQ is up 48 points. Around the rest of the globe this morning, markets in Europe are all positive, with the DAX leading the way up a full percent, nearly 114 points. The CAC in France is up about 72 points. And in Asia this morning, markets also very strong, with the Nikkei up almost a percent and a half, 310 points. The Hang Seng up almost 600 points, which is good for about 2%. And oil is trading at $60.95 a barrel, which is up about 35 cents. A couple of stories for you this morning. Starting today, Google will start using its Chrome browser to eradicate ads it deems annoying or otherwise detrimental to users. It just so happens that many of Google's own most lucrative ads will sail through the new filters. The move, which Google just floated back in June, is ostensibly aimed at making online advertising more tolerable. Chrome will flag sites that run annoying ads, such as auto-playing video with sound, and it will block all ads on offending sites if they don't reform themselves. Apple's new internet-connected speaker is proving to be a little bit more appealing to the ears than the eyes, depending on where you place the device. Some people who bought the just-released $349 speaker dubbed the HomePod are reporting it leaves a white ring on wooden furniture. Apple says the problem often occurs with speakers that, like the HomePod, are equipped with a silicon base to minimize vibration. The company's recommended wiping wood tarnished by the HomePod with a soft or damp cloth or putting the speaker on another device. Thought Leader Thursday this morning, Greg Warsek is here from the Associated Bank. From Associated Bank, he's the Senior Vice President and Illinois Market Manager for Commercial Real Estate Division. And we're going to have a nice conversation this morning about real estate. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be here.
The markets, Wall Street has been up and down, and there have been some concerns about inflation. But here in Chicago, the word we're hearing on the street is that small businesses are still optimistic, and real estate is still hot. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. It's there's still a fair amount of investor demand for real estate in Chicago. Actually, I would say throughout the U.S., but in particular, Chicago continues to see strong demand from the coast and from foreign buyers.
Is there a portion of this that's hotter than the others? Like, I know we've talked about in the past commercial real estate, like apartments and condos, and then the industrial part of that. Which is the hotter?
You know, it's interesting. I would say over the last 3 to 5 years, from a lending perspective, and it feeds into the investment side, is multifamily, retail, and industrial have been the three strongest asset classes, sort of in that order. But most recently, really industrial has kind of moved to the top, if you will. Multifamily is starting to tighten up a little bit. There's a lot of product that's been brought to market. Retail, you know, well documented the challenges there with tenants that are being impacted by e-commerce. But industrial continues to thrive and really grow, and there's a lot of investor demand. There appears to continue to be a fair amount of tenant demand, and again, getting back to the e-commerce, you know, it's impacting retail in a negative way, but impacting industrial in a very positive way.
So give us a specific story, if you can. Is there an anecdote, or is there a specific case story that you want to share that sort of illustrates this?
You know, we finance a fair amount of industrial in Chicago, and some of it we do on a spec basis where we see, and what I mean by that is there's no tenants when we start construction. And a lot of that is driven by certain submarkets within Chicago where there's just a lot of interest, a lot of demand from tenants, but there's nothing available. So in the industrial space, developers 50% of the time will put up buildings that are completely empty, trying to meet the short-term needs that are going to come up from potential users. And the big thing driving that continues to be, you know, distribution, e-commerce, food distribution. You know, Chicago continues to be this hub within the Midwest where you can reach 40% of the households in the United States within one day. And that is a critical element that continues to drive the industrial business in Chicago. It's not just Chicago. It's a regional and national distribution focal point for the country.
And that sort of gives us a sense of why it's not much of a gamble for the people to put up buildings like you described. You put up a big building that's empty inside and you can fill it with something later.
Yeah, it's, you know, vacancy has started to creep up lately, but I don't get too concerned about it in the short term. I like to look at it on a more granular basis and look where that supply is on a submarket by submarket basis. And when you deliver a couple of big buildings, you know, it's going to drive up your vacancy in a little bit in the short term. But the reality is that can come right back down with a couple of execution of big leases. I mean, look at Amazon. They now have 16 facilities in the Chicago metropolitan area. So, you know, there's a driver right there. That's just one.
Greg, hang on. We're going to continue our conversation with Greg Warsick from Associated Bank this morning. We'll talk a little bit more about commercial real estate trends in the Chicago market and also that name change of the Hancock Center. That's all coming up. But first, here on the opening bell at 5:16, time to update traffic this morning. And Mary Vandeveld's in WGN Traffic Central. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning, traffic sponsored by CC's. So far, so good. A little bit foggy in some areas this morning. Some light precipitation coming down, so just be aware of that. No big problems to report yet on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Stevenson moving fine along with the Ryan and the Tollways. Southbound I-65, though, near State Road 2, watch for an accident that's blocking the right lane. Now at CC's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Join the download with me, Justin Kaufman, live at WeWork Kinsey, a special happy hour show with drinks and appetizers on February 21st from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Hear business insights and a Q&A session. RSVP at WGNradio.com/events.
Is winter the worst time of year for that knee of yours? It's not only in pain, and it keeps you from doing the things you like, but the cold just makes it worse, right? And the ice and snow are just a disaster waiting to happen, so don't wait. I'm John Williams. Call today the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park. These are the people I went to for my troublesome knee. The Joint Relief Institute uses advanced digital technology to see why and exactly where your knee is bothering you. And then they gently place an all-natural joint lubricant into that exact spot. This is a pain-free, quick, non-surgical procedure. My right knee was nothing but pain when I played basketball a week after going to the Joint Relief Institute. I forgot that my knee was even bothering me. This is covered by most major insurance companies and Medicare. Call now, 708-888-0000. 708-888-0000. Call 708, that's Orland Park, 888. You can remember that, 0000, as in zero pain.
Hey, it's Ro Khan. Look out at your back deck. If you're not seeing what you want to see, you need to call my friends at Arkadeck. They're going to create that perfect spot to enjoy with family and friends. A place to start the morning, end the day, share a Sunday afternoon. Imagine a cold drink or a hot dinner, or how about grilling your family's favorite meal from your new outdoor kitchen? You've earned it, and Arkadeck's design professionals create solutions that blend form, function, and affordability. Go to their website, architectofchicagoland.com. You'll get inspired. That backyard might not seem like much now, but Arkadeck's designers will transform that space into your own personal refuge. Now, why Arkadeck? Because their professional staff is focused on design, quality, and service. They're the best creator of outdoor spaces in Chicagoland. How do I know it? Because that's exactly what they did for me. They'll do it for you. Start planning your summer now. Financing is available. ArchitectOfChicagoland.com. ArchitectOfChicagoland.com.
You've heard of living trusts and how they can help protect your assets, but you may not know if a living trust is right for you. Or maybe you have questions about creating your own living trust. Fact is, almost everyone can benefit from a living trust, which can protect your assets from the court system and your loved ones from unnecessary expense and inconvenience. Learn more at a free seminar Wednesday, February 21st. Estate planning attorney Robert Zopolis will explain how to create your living trust, estate planning under the new tax laws, why a will does not avoid probate, and more. Have your estate planning and living trust questions answered absolutely free. Don't miss this important seminar, Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 at Papa Joe's Restaurant, 145th and LaGrange Road in Orland Park. The seminar is free and a complimentary dinner is served, but you must make a reservation now. Call 708-478-1400, 708-478-1400, 708-478-1400.
Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and even food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 on WGN-TV. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, a couple of stocks of local interest. Motorola Solutions up 3% yesterday, $105.02 a share. And the Kemper Corporation off almost 7%, $4 a share at $53.55. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. More evidence that the era of cheap money is coming to an end. U.S. consumer prices rising more than expected last month. Fear of inflation would prompt the Federal Reserve to raise rates. The first rate increase expected next month. Amazon has surpassed Microsoft in market value for the first time ever. Amazon shares closed at just over $1,451 yesterday, putting it only behind Apple and Google's parent company, Alphabet, in the ranking of publicly traded companies. And following in Apple's footsteps, Cisco is planning to bring a huge amount of money home after passage of the U.S. tax law. The tech company saying it will repatriate $67 billion held overseas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. It's Thought Leader Thursday. Greg Warsick is here today from Associated Bank. Greg, we're talking about commercial real estate, specifically how industrial commercial real estate is still a pretty good investment. People like to hear stats here, some through the first three quarters. More than 18 million square feet of industrial space delivered. This is in 2017, by the way, and about 12 million square feet under construction.
It seems like a lot, but again, you got to break that down. There's a lot of submarkets within Chicago, and some of those numbers even report what's happening in southeast Wisconsin and northwest Indiana. So it's a pretty broad metropolitan area that they're reporting for. And if you break that number down into the buildings and submarkets, it's really not that much.
Most of the construction activity, according to this report, in the I-55 and I-80 corridors. You mentioned Wisconsin. Everybody remembers Foxconn. That's still unfolding. So this is a ripe area for investment.
Yeah, great area for investment, a great area from a lending perspective. It's an area where we do quite a bit in that space on both a build-to-suit and spec basis.
Let's talk a little bit about the office market. The suburban office market is struggling. Recent reports said that there are a lot of vacancies there. They're having problems filling those spaces. What's going on in the suburbs?
You know, the suburban office market has been really pretty choppy for a long time, and a lot of it is, it's well documented that companies continue to move downtown, leaving behind blocks of space that are driving up vacancy quite a bit. I mean, on average, you're talking about 20 to 25% vacancy throughout the suburban office market. And what you're seeing is a lot of old stock. There's just not a lot of new office buildings being built in the suburbs. Unless they're build-to-suits.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs a lot of money to retrofit and update these buildings to get them to the level that tenants are looking for these days, and it's just hard to for landlords to justify that investment. It is a very big number to do capital improvements to lobbies, add amenities, make the space look new and cool like the tenants want it now.
Mm-hmm. The one report I saw, they actually used the phrase that some of these properties are functionally obsolete.
Unfortunately, that is the case for several suburban office buildings. It really does beg the question, do you at some point tear the building down? And some landlords have done that just to save on real estate taxes and carry. that's pretty dramatic, but, you know, it might be necessary for some buildings.
So what turns this around for the suburbs? Is it just that Chicago will become overbuilt and it's just going to be a natural progression back to the suburbs, or what?
You know, it's a great question. I don't know the answer yet, but, you know, what we are seeing is, you know, there are companies that want to be out in the suburbs. A good example is Zurich, who's been out in the northwest suburbs for a long time. They occupied two large office buildings, and they could not find a building that met their needs. So they built a brand new state-of-the-art building for themselves and moved and really contributed to the large vacancy increase that's occurring in the suburbs.
Yeah. One other story that we saw is the Woodfield Mall story, where the owners of that mall, they went in and did what you said. They changed some stuff around, rebuilt, added some amenities, did some things different. Their occupancy rate almost went up almost by 36%.
Yeah, that was the Continental Towers, which was one success story. There are value opportunities in the suburbs. The challenge is, you know, for developers to find those buildings, you know, buy them at the right price. The key is buying them at the right price, because then you need to layer in the capital improvements and then re-tenant those buildings. And that is the challenge out in the suburbs right now, is finding the tenants.
The big story that we've been reporting on for the last week or so is the story about John Hancock Center. No longer the John Hancock Center. They actually wanted their name taken off of the place. And so I guess the naming rights process is going to continue on this. Talk to me about what's going on behind the scenes here.
I actually found the story to be a little bit amusing, just because you don't hear companies having naming rights on buildings that much anymore. I mean, here in Chicago, the John Hancock has been that way for 50 years. They built that building and put their name on it. You know, 10 years ago, there was a lot of blowback when Sears, you know, the Sears Tower became Willis Tower. The reality is that all the new office buildings in Chicago, they tend to be going to the number of the building, 150 North Riverside, 444 West Lake, the new building that's just announced, 110 North Wacker. You know, at least in the meantime, John Hancock's going to go to 875 North Michigan Avenue, and my prediction is it'll probably stick being that name going forward.
Wow. It seems to me that the easy way to solve this problem, because we saw it, as you mentioned, with Sears Tower, it should be the company that built it is the company that keeps it, right?
Sounds like a reasonable.
Right. I mean, you build. But so what happens if you have tenants who are looking for a place like this, and do they shy away from the controversy that's created by the local argument about what the building is named, or do they care?
Well, there was a time, I think, when you wanted to get some level of naming rights and signage on a building. And that's still the case, you know, in some markets, but I'm just saying here in Chicago, I'm not sure that it's something you see a lot of. In the suburbs, getting signage along roadways is important, more so than getting naming rights.
It would have to be, I think I tend to agree with you that it's going to just remain the number, but it would have to be a pretty big outfit to get the whole building named after it.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the John Hancock has over 900,000 square feet of office, so it would generally take a pretty big tenant that would move in there and be willing to pay something extra, or maybe a premium on their lease to have the naming rights.
I don't know about you, but I still call the Willis Tower the Sears Tower.
I do too.
Yeah, and I think the Hancock will always be the Hancock. Greg, it's always good chatting with you. We'll see you next time.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Greg Worsick, Senior Vice President and Illinois Market Manager for Commercial Real Estate at Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader Conversation. We do it every Thursday right here on the Opening Bell, and you can listen to our past conversations, including this one too, at WGNRadio.com on the Opening Bell page, and also follow Associated Bank on Twitter at Associated Biz, and you can find out more about our thought leaders and listen to more conversations too at AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership. It's 5:28 here on the Opening Bell. Over to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn is standing by. The news coming up momentarily. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Steve. It's an all too familiar pattern that we see after mass school shootings. Condolences offered to the victims' families, then renewed calls for gun control. Those calls have already begun by lawmakers in Florida after 17 people killed there in Broward County yesterday. Our report next.
This is the Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Jim Dahlke with today's NO Minute on WGN Radio. A rundown of all
all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoInno.com. Cars.com has acquired two local tech startups for a combined $165 million. Chicago-based Cars.com announced it has bought both Dealer Inspire and Launch Digital Marketing, two Naperville companies that provide digital tools to automotive dealers. Dealer Inspire and LDM generated $141 million in revenue in 2017. Chicago startup Spot Hero, maker of an app that allows drivers to find and book parking spots, is partnering with Hertz to help car renters easily find parking. The collaboration will integrate Spot Hero's technology into Hertz's mobile app so customers can manage their rental and parking from one platform. And Chicago-based Echo Global Logistics announced it is partnering with Chicago's logistics startup, Project 44. Echo said it will incorporate the startup's tech into its logistics offerings. Project 44 launched in 2014 and has raised $10.5 million to date. That's today's NO Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoNO.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Hi, everyone. Steve Bertrand here, inviting you to join my wife, Sharon, and me on a 10-day October tour of England. We'll do tea on the Thames, Stonehenge, the Roman ruins in Bath, and more. We'll go punting in Cambridge, wander the Cotswolds, and decode World War II at Bletchley Park.
This was their finest hour.
Find all the details at WGNradio.com. Email me at SteveBertrandTravel.com, or just give me a call at 847-606-6065. We'll even go to Windsor Castle and reenact scenes from The Crown.
Lord.
All right, we won't do that. We will go to Windsor Castle, but fake British accents are strictly forbidden.
The all-new Liberty Subaru in Libertyville is celebrating the grand opening in a big way. Get grand opening savings on brand-new Subarus, like a new 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5i, leased for only $145 a month for 36 months. Or a new 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i, leased for only $129 a month for 36 months. Or 0% for 63 months. You pick. A new Subaru Forester 2.5i, only $145 a month for 36 months. A new Subaru Outback 2.5i, only $129 a month for 36 months. Or get 0% for 63 months. Our huge grand opening savings are happening now at the all-new Liberty Subaru in Libertyville. You've got to come see it. Liberty Subaru in Libertyville on Route 176 in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCitySubaru.com.
Forester and Outback, 36-month lease. $25.95 due at signing. Includes first payment. No security deposit required. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. 10,000 miles per year with approved credit on select models. $15.87 per thousand finance with zero down.
Grandview buys homes. Do you have a home that is outdated or in need of repairs? Hello, I'm Tom Detlich with Grandview Homes, and we'll buy your home today, stress and hassle-free. Bad roof, leaky windows, wet basement, or junk up to the rafters, we'll buy your home as is. If you have a vacant home or a rental home you no longer want or just a difficult-to-sell home, let Grandview buy your home today. You won't have to do any repairs, not even any cleanup. Just leave the stress and the mess to us. Sell your home with no inspections, no repairs, no realtors, no commissions, no closing costs, and no hassles. Call us now. You'll get a no-obligation, fair cash offer in 24 hours. Grandview is locally owned and operated right here in Chicagoland. So call the name you can trust, Grandview Homes. Call us at 888-345-BUY-HOMES. That's 888-345-2894. Or visit us at GrandviewHomes.com.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Time for the news, sponsored by Pearl Mortgage. Here's Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Steve. Florida Governor Rick Scott is still in the process of organizing a response to yesterday's mass shooting in Broward County at a high school. He says it's too early to talk about gun control, but lawmakers there disagree. A handful have already renewed calls upon Congress to take up the issue. Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch, a Democrat, calls the outreach of his colleagues both heartwarming and obscene. Obscene, he says, because school shootings have become so commonplace. It's a sentiment echoed by Senator Bill Nelson of Florida.
We say enough is enough, and then it happens again.
He says the opposition to any gun control, even banning people from buying guns who are on the no-fly list, prevents positive change. West Chicago High School could soon be dealing with a teacher strike. One more round of talks is scheduled for tonight between the union that represents teachers there and School District 94. The Teachers Association there says if they're unable to reach a contract deal, teachers there will walk off the job Friday morning. And McDonald's restaurant is slimming down its Happy Meal. Gone will be cheeseburgers and chocolate milk. The idea is to cut down on calories, sodium, saturated fat, and sugar. It wants its Happy Meals to have 600 calories or fewer and have less than 650 milligrams of sodium. Let's get a check at WGN Sports now with Dave Ennett.
After a disappointing three-game road swing, the Blackhawks are hoping a change of venue might help. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, five straight at home beginning tonight with a visit from the Anaheim Ducks. Hawks have lost seven in a row. Pre-game tonight at 7 on WGN. Last night, the Bulls fell to the Raptors 122-98. The Bulls now take a break for All-Star festivities. Our Athletico Physical Therapy Quest for the Gold update. American Michaela Schifrin captures gold in the women's giant slalom, while the U.S. loses to Canada in women's ice hockey. College hoops, Illinois falls at Indiana 78-68. Loyola tops Valpo. DePaul falls to St. John's. Couple of upsets, including Providence over number 3 Villanova. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and now White Sox baseball. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
Join the Mr. Fix-It Show live from the CAI Illinois Condo HOA Conference and Expo Saturday, February 24th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. The live broadcast is free and open to the public. Upgraded passes also offer condo and HOA classes. Come on out and see Lou and get your home improvement questions answered live. Enjoy free pastries and coffee and chances to win prizes, too. Plus, the first 50 attendees will receive free parking. Visit cai-illinois.com. For more information.
The winter chill is upon us, which can only mean things are heating up at McCormick Place. The 2018 Chicago Auto Show opens February 10th and runs through February 19th with more than 1 million square feet of new cars and trucks, including world debuts of new models. The Chicago Auto Show is more than just seeing cars, though. Experience cutting-edge technology through virtual reality. Ride in vehicles on an indoor off-road course. Test drive vehicles outside on the streets. And check our schedule of events for celebrity appearances and live entertainment. Download the official Chicago Auto Show app and save $3 on an adult ticket good for any day of the show. The app features a complete listing of vehicles, show floor map, schedule of events, and more. Purchase your tickets on the app and skip the lines at the door. Bring your friends, bring your family. The Chicago Auto Show has something for everyone. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for the latest updates, and visit ChicagoAutoShow.com for more details.
Blackhawks fans, got a hockey question for Troy Murray? Email your question to AskTroy at WGNRadio.com, and yours could be answered live on the air. Approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage.
Why are customers bringing books to Penny Mustard?
It's all because of the Symmetry Bedroom.
The Symmetry Bedroom has a lighted LED bookcase headboard that's perfect for reading.
And the secret storage compartments remind me of a certain young wizard.
Tabitha from Bewitched?
You are such a muggle, Ben.
The Symmetry Bedroom, yours for just $249 a month with no money down and no interest till 2020, now through February 25th at Penny Mustard Furnishings.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
NK soybeans like S20J5X brand start with smart seed science. And the result is you end up with high-performance soybeans. Their elite combination of advanced genetics and industry-leading traits is delivering impressive results in northern Illinois. Contact your NK retailer today and ask how S20J5X and the entire NK soybean lineup can deliver a better return for you.
A quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Asian markets finished with sharp gains overnight. Equities in Hong Kong gained nearly 2% in value. Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei, Australia, South Korea all finished more than a percent higher. European equities are trading well into positive territory this morning. More than a percent higher now in France, up a percent in Italy, nearly a percent higher in Germany and Spain. Modest gains now in Britain. Oil futures are higher at nearly $61 a barrel. Major index futures in the U.S. look to an higher opening on Wall Street. Dow futures up more than 200 points now. WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning. A little bit foggy on the roads this morning. Some on and off rain to contend with and starting to build on most of the expressways, especially the Stevenson just into Harlem, the inbound side of the Eisenhower around Mannheim. No delays on the tollways yet or the Kennedy. Southbound I-65, we still have an accident near State Road 2 that's blocking the right lane. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX. Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Overnight fog and drizzle turns to scattered rain showers later today. We'll see a high of 45. Later tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. Temps drop into the mid-20s. Friday, sunny skies and colder will stay in the upper 20s. Right now, foggy and 38 at O'Hare. It's 41 downtown. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Thursday edition of the broadcast. A new app is trying to change the way you pay your student loans with Change. It's called Changed. It helps you pay off your student loan debt faster and avoid some of those high interest costs. If you're a fan of the show Shark Tank, you probably saw the founders pitching to the sharks on a recent broadcast. The founder, Nick Sky, is with us this morning. Nick, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning, Steve. We're excited to chat.
Yeah, it's congratulations, first of all. The sharks liked what you had.
Yeah, no, we were super happy that they were receptive to our idea. We understood that student loan debt is a huge problem, and we're really glad that, you know, the Sharks validated that with, you know, some great feedback and an offer for investment.
So tell us how this all works.
Yeah, sure. So it's really simple to sign up. You simply download the Changed app. You add a couple pieces of information into the Changed app, and then you add your student loan details. And from there, you link your bank, and then we start analyzing your transactions and rounding them up to the next dollar. So you can link a debit card or a credit card. So let's say, you know, you buy a morning cup of coffee for $2.45. We round up the spare change up to $3, and then you just save 55 cents towards your student loan debt. And on average, people save right around $30 to $50 in spare change roundups every month. And if we apply those savings to that national average, let's say $37,000 student loan, people can save upwards of $10,000 in interest just by applying their spare change, which we found fascinating, which is why we're so passionate about building Change and offering it to everyone.
Yeah, this it is amazing because it's one of those things, if you don't think about it, it's sort of like what we tell people to do with 401ks, set it and leave it, and then it starts working on your behalf.
Right, exactly. And that's the main feature of Change, right? It's a set it and forget it platform. It's designed to work in the background while you continue to live your life, because we're not expecting people to stop spending. You have to buy your gas. You have to buy your groceries. You have to keep spending money to live. So we're going to help take care of your student loan in the background while you're doing that. So another cool thing we're working on that we've gotten feedback from our early users is the ability for Change members to link their friends and family to help contribute their spare change. So as you know, student loan debt is a debt that you borrow when you're 18 years old, and it's tens of thousands of dollars that you borrow. And it's kind of a family affair because your mom and your dad are main decision makers for, like, how much you're going to borrow and where you're going to go to school and things like that. So we're hoping to get friends and family involved with a friends and family feature where, you know, mom, dad, aunt and uncle, husband and wife can help contribute their spare change towards a recent graduate's student loan to exponentially help pay that off.
Well, that's a very cool idea. It takes a village, as we know, and this is affecting so many people, and even the economy overall, because as people are just burdened with this student loan debt, they're not spending it out in the economy. So, I mean, it is a big deal. Where did you get this idea? How did it come to you?
Yeah, so the idea came from my brother, Dan, who's also our co-founder. He was looking over his student loan statement one day at work, and he's a recent grad, but he's been paying his loans off for about 3-4 years. And then he noticed that all of his payments were going towards interest, and his balance wasn't moving down as quickly as he thought he wanted to. So he came to me with this idea, and I thought it was a brilliant idea because I had student loan debt as well. I actually have one student loan that I borrowed. It's $11,000 that I borrowed back in 2013, and today I owe more than $11,000 on it. So I'm making payments for about 4 years, but I owe more because of the capitalization and interest. So, like, we understand the problem, and we know that Change is something that can help people not only make payments, but also bring student loan debt back to the front of mind. And, you know, just like you mentioned, it affects the economy, right? So, like, people are delaying buying homes. They're delaying buying or starting families, you know, taking risks and going out there and taking a risk on a business because they have $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 in student loan debt. So we understand the micro and the macro problems of the student loan debt.
The business model is very cool here. How do you make your living off of this? And, you know, what do you see for the future?
Yeah, so right now we just charge a simple dollar a month to the user, and that's not something people have an issue with because with your first payment towards your student loan debt, you can pay for years of that dollar member fee, right? So that's what we're charging to keep the lights on and to kind of, you know, make sure we're covering all of our costs because it does cost money to move money and transfer and do all of those things. And in the future, we hope to build out an entire student loan repayment platform because, I mean, it's a big problem. $1.4 trillion in national debt, and we know that there needs to be a tool that's specifically focused on this debt. Now, in the future, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what do you think that platform might look like, or you even got that far yet?
Yeah, no, so, like, you know, we hope to allow people to enter their student loan information, then we can analyze and then make recommendations to help them save even more money, either through student loan refinancing or other repayment strategies. We just want to be the main hub where people go to make payments. So we want to also give them the ability to set in the regular payments and schedule other types of more strategic repayment plans to help them, you know, get out of this debt even sooner.
What was it like being on Shark Tank? What was that experience like?
It was the most stressful but the best experience of my life and also my brother's life. So we had an amazing time out there. We were nervous right up until we got in front of the sharks, and then it just flowed. So, like, we felt super comfortable talking about our own business. We felt super comfortable answering the questions, and it was just an amazing experience. You know, you as a business owner and as a startup co-founder prepare for things like this, maybe not at the level of Shark Tank, but you know, you prepare to pitch in front of people at any given moment. So, like, we were given this opportunity to be on this gigantic national stage, and we definitely took advantage of it and prepped for it, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, one of the sharks afterwards tweeted, now that's an entrepreneur that's rising and grinding. I can't imagine there's any better compliment for somebody like you.
Not at all. From Damon John, that was amazing. I saw that. I think he was commenting on the fact that I still get up every morning to drive Uber to pay the bills while we're growing the business. So Uber and Lyft. So that's, you know, it's part of the experience of starting a company and building something that we think is great.
Yeah, and talk to me a little bit about that experience. You're here in Chicago, so you kind of have that background here and this wonderful atmosphere that we have with 1871 and all the other startups that are going here. What's it like to do that here in Chicago, and what's your attitude toward being an entrepreneur and a startup?
So, I mean, I love it. It's like, as far as being an entrepreneur and a startup, this is what I went to school and I got a degree in entrepreneurship, so I knew that I wanted to do something on my own and build something great. I mean, as far as the ecosystem here in Chicago, I cannot believe how quickly it's moving forward and being more accommodating to startups. I mean, especially in fintech, I think Chicago is one of the top fintech startup hubs in the world. So, like, we're super happy that we're a financial technology company in Chicago solving a massive problem with the support system that Chicago brings, and we work out of 1871. So that's also a great support system. At the same time, we also have we're also a member of the Polsky Incubator out at the University of Chicago. So we're taking advantage of all of these resources that are being provided by the city and by the organizations that are looking to make Chicago a startup hub.
Nick, earlier this week, we had a story on about how Americans, I think it was a Bankrate survey, Americans have at least two financial tech apps on their smartphones. I'm guessing you're hoping that one of those becomes changed.
Absolutely. We definitely want to be one of those. I mean, 44 million Americans out there with student loan debt, and then a whole bunch of other family members that are helping pay them off. So there's definitely an opportunity to be on that smartphone, and we definitely want to be something that people enjoy kind of taking a look at, because student loan debt, it's a sour subject, but we're trying to put a positive spin on it, helping them get out of student loan debt earlier. And with this friends and family feature, again, you know, it's student loan debt repayment is a family affair, and we want to get everyone involved because mom and dad aren't going to write you a, or might write you a $10,000 check to pay off your student loan debt, but they'll definitely contribute like the spare change from your from their everyday purchases, right?
It's very exciting. Yeah, Nick, congratulations again. Best of luck to you and your brother and everybody at Changed.
Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
All right, thanks. Nick Sky, the founder and CEO of Changed. You can find out more about them and the app at gochanged.com. And make sure you follow on Twitter, too, at ChangedApps. That's at ChangedApps. 5:49 here on the opening bell. Now time to check traffic again. Mary Vandeveld's watching your ride into work. Good morning, Mary.
Man, traffic sponsored by Credit Karma. A little foggy on your ride into work this morning. Some on and off rain to contend with as well. We're seeing quite a few problems on I-65 this morning. Southbound near State Road 2, an accident in the right lane. And northbound near State Road 231, another crash there. Otherwise, Eden's okay. The Kennedy is just starting to build around the Nagel area. Inbound Eisenhower 32 in from 5320 from Mannheim. Stevenson 30 in from 294, 42 from 355. The Ryan's clear along with 57. The Bishop Ford is slow from 115th. No tollway troubles. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
It's the most difficult thing to do in the Olympic Games, and I'm not even talking about Johnny Weir's hair.
Archie.
We'll tell you what it is and why it's so hard to do.
John Williams, this afternoon at 1 on 720 WGN.
By the Art has been at the forefront of patio furniture for over two decades. They're a Midwest company founded by a family for families like yours. All their furniture is American-made, earth-friendly, and maintenance-free. By the Yard is the best outdoor furniture you can buy with competitive prices and unbeatable variety. It stays outdoors year-round, even in our sub-zero winters, and yet it'll never weather, and its durable elegance will last decades. Order your By the Yard outdoor furniture now so you have it when the weather gets nice, and take advantage of their preseason savings from February 9th to the 25th. Save on all new furniture and delivery and receive free assembly on all orders delivered within 75 miles of the Vernon Hills store. With over 300 styles, you'll find everything you could ever want for your outdoor living space. Call 847-793-0303 or visit bytheyard.net for a free catalog. Or stop by the showroom today at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills.
Improving your home can be easy. Find all your home improvement needs with one visit to the Home and Garden Show this weekend at Arlington Racecourse with free admission and free parking. See thousands of the latest products and don't miss the free seminars, cooking demos, wine tastings, hot tub, and swim spa blowout sale, and much more at the huge Home and Garden Show this weekend at Arlington Racecourse with free admission and free parking. For details, visit homeshowarlington.com. That's homeshowarlington.com.
At North Shore Cardiovascular Institute, we're pushing the boundaries of heart care. Teams of leading heart experts work together, exploring the latest treatment options to keep you and your heart strong. From minimally invasive valve repair, to analyzing your genes for risk of heart disease, to advanced alternatives to traditional open heart surgery, so you don't miss a beat. North Shore University Health System. Healthcare for what's next. Northshore.org/cardio.
Everyone needs to make smart financial decisions, and Townstone Financial can help. Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of Townstone Financial. I always say Townstone cares about you more than any other mortgage company. So what if I told you that Townstone loves to talk to its customers? It's 2018. The internet is great for many things. However, until artificial intelligence can figure out if your condominium can be approved or correctly calculate your bonus and commission income, it's really a good idea to let the experts at Townstone Financial help you with your next refinance, purchase, or reverse mortgage, since our time is free and so is our expert advice. Keep in mind, you're not paying a penny more in closing costs or interest rate for our knowledge and guidance. We pride ourselves on beating the big banks every day on closing costs and interest rates. And remember, nobody values your home mortgage business more than Townstone. I guarantee it, and I own the company. So call me, Barry Sterner, today at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financials, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, Illinois, mortgage licensee 6629 and NMLS 136639. Equal housing lender.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, Dow futures are up 238 points. NASDAQ futures up 40. S&P futures are up 13. Time for agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Thank you very much, Steve, and good morning. The grain market continues to be impacted by the lack of rain in Argentina. And global weather forecasters are now saying the rest of the month could be without rainfall in Argentina. That's where they grow most of the corn and soybeans. And, of course, they produce more soybean meal than any other country in the world. But at the end of the trading session yesterday, soybeans were only 5.25 cents higher in the March contract. But we're now looking at all of the contracts in soybeans trading above $10 a bushel. The strength in beans did not carry over to corn, unchanged for the day, and the rest of the month's lower, and wheat futures ended the day down 6 cents in the March contract. Turning to the livestock market, live cattle futures ended higher yesterday, supported by a decline in cattle weights and expectations for higher cash market prices this week. The February live cattle closed 82 cents higher at $127.65. And the hog market in yesterday's trade did show some strength, with the nearby April contract up $1.15. And the March feeder cattle contract up $1.07 a hundredweight. Today, closing day at the World Ag Expo in Tulare, California, closing day for the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, but the tractor pulling competition will go into Saturday. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Thursday, February 15th. The Labor Department reports today on U.S. producer price inflation for January. Also, the Federal Reserve reports on January's U.S. industrial production. At the same time, the Treasury Department will release a report on international money flows data for December. And on the home building front today, the National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo, releases its February index of builder sentiment. Freddie Mac also has a report on average U.S. mortgage rates. Big earnings on the market calendar today include CBS earnings, quarterly earnings report coming out today. Some of the things that could move the markets on this Thursday, February 15th. That's the opening bell for this morning. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Until then, I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great day.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? The Prickly City Podcast takes a religious turn this week as Scott Stantis talks to his favorite Catholic blogger, Mark Shea. Getting to Yes And unlocks the cultural code with Daniel Coyle. And Market Overdrive takes on the most dangerous game in real estate, luxury estates. Check it all out on WGNplus.com.
I had my whole life ahead of me. Basically, the picture of health. When everything changed. I'm Christina, and at 26, I had an arteriovenous malformation that caused a brain hemorrhage. My best friend rushed me to Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine is on a relentless pursuit of better neurology care.
After two complex brain surgeries in 2 months, I started the toughest fight of my life, learning how to walk, talk, basically be me again.
For 11 straight years, Northwestern Memorial Hospital has the highest-ranked program in Illinois for neurology and neurosurgery by U.S. News & World Report.
Now I'm fully recovered and lead a support group for other people who have had brain conditions. I credit Northwestern Medicine and my best friend for saving my life. It's been a long road, but I'm back on my feet.
Because what makes us better makes you better. Northwestern Medicine. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. We cover major components of air conditioners, plus 20 other home systems and appliances, like electrical systems, plumbing, refrigerators, and more. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-300-5192. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For a free quote, call 1-800-300-5192. 1-800-300-5192.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
I'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN and in the Steve Cochran Show, which begins right now. Let's head down to the Allstate Showcase studio. Everybody's back this morning. Andrea, Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Steve.
How was Las Vegas, Andrea?
It was wonderful, Steve. We had a great time. We spent some time with some of our wonderful clients. We met four listeners, played a little craps with them. They're great listeners, not great craps players, but no, I'm kidding. We had a really, really nice time. And you know what, Steve? There's a ton of pictures up on WGNRadio.com. We'll be talking about that. The latest on the shooting of Commander Paul Bauer as well. Very sad story that we were following.
Hey, you missed a big announcement here.